Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. A former Haverhill priest who raped an altar boy will soon be free after he spent more than a decade in prison. Prosecutors have withdrawn a request to have Ronald Paquin committed to a mental health facility indefinitely. WBUR's David Boeri is here to bring us an update on this case. David, remind us of who Ronald Paquin is and what he did.
He's a former priest, Lisa, and he's a notorious one at that. In 2002, Paquin pled guilty to raping a Haverhill altar boy repeatedly over the course of some 4 years. There was only one victim involved in the criminal charges against him at the time, but he's been accused of sexually assaulting as many as 18 other boys. He's one of the first priests to be prosecuted and convicted for the sexual abuse of boys. And it was during the scandal that revealed the protection of people like Paquin by superiors, bishops, church officials here in the Archdiocese of Boston. So he was sentenced to 12 to 15 years in prison, and that sentence ended in May.
So what action did the Essex County DA take then?
Well, before Paquin finished serving his prison sentence, the district attorney, Jonathan Blodgett, he sought to have him confined indefinitely at the Bridgewater State Hospital. So he argued, the DA argued, that he was too dangerous to be released. There was a forensic psychologist testifying for the district attorney's office, and he told a Superior Court judge in July that Paquin was a sexual predator, remained that he had testified back during his trial that he had abused boys and teenagers for some 40 years as a parish priest. He was a repeat pedophile, and that was the argument that was made.
So what happened then to reverse that? I mean, if it was argued that he was still a sexual predator, why is he going to be freed?
Well, the judge in the case found there was probable cause to proceed toward a trial. I should say that probable cause is a pretty low standard to meet. The next step was to bring in two qualified examiners. And here's the important part. Both qualified examiners looked at Paquin, and they decided he was not sexually dangerous. So the district attorney's petition was thrown out. Paquin is not going to be held indefinitely. In fact, it's expected he's soon going to be released.
By the way, did they say how they determine whether he is or not is not sexually dangerous?
We haven't seen the report, but they spent a considerable time. That is the higher standard to meet, and they both felt that he was not sexually dangerous.
How old is he now?
He's 72, going on 73.
There's a group representing the victims of clergy sexual abuse who say that they want the Archdiocese to get involved in this case and prevent Paquin's release.
Right. It's called the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, SNAP. And so what they want is Cardinal Sean O'Malley, the Archbishop of the Diocese, to urge parishioners to come forward with any unreported crimes by Paquin so that he might be charged and continue to be held. Here's Ann Hagen Webb, that local SNAP representative.
He's the head of this new committee that the Pope has set up. Now's the time to act. Now's the time to show us what will be done to protect children.
I got to add that the statute of limitations may impose a significant problem here.
How come?
Because when they charged him back in 2002, they could only charge him with crimes against one person at the time. So there is a problem with statute of limitations. It may not prevent it, but there's going to be a problem. And by the way, when Paquin is released into the community, and that's expected to happen soon, he now is considered a level 3 sex offender. I'm looking at the release, his photo. And so when he comes out into the community, he's going to be well advertised. And level 3 is considered the highest category for reoffending.
WBUR's David Boeri, thank you.
You're welcome.